I do want to pray as we get ready to dive into God's word. So let's pray. Jesus, I thank you so much for who you are. And Jesus, we're here today not to hear from anybody else. We're here to hear from you, Jesus. So I pray that you would take over, and for each one of us, you would speak to us through your Holy Spirit. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So there's this phrase that I hear fairly often in AA circles about, if they knew better, they'd do better. And it does okay as far as it's used, because normally it's used to try to get someone to be more accepting of other people, to be less judgmental, less critical, and it is positive in that way. Like, be kind to other people, give them a break. But there's sometimes in life where we need people to know better. Like, it's not an excuse that they just don't know. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is this idea of how important it is to know some things. And a story that comes to my mind where it was like, it didn't matter that somebody was trying their hardest, was with our daughter, Sequoia. If you guys remember, if you were around Maywood a couple years ago, Sequoia was in the hospital 11 times in about 11 months, each time for 4 to 11 days. And she was bleeding a lot, and they didn't know why she was bleeding so much. She was bleeding internally and into her lungs, they eventually discovered. But we had a specialist who was a great lady, very, very kind, and I'm sure was very smart. But she thought, well, maybe it's a blood disorder, maybe it's a problem with her bone marrow. We started running all sorts of tests. I remember the super scary moment where we're in there, she's about to get this bone marrow graft thing done for a test, and they had to basically knock her out for it. But it was like she was kind of awake, but they give her this shot that just, it's like seeing your child die almost. I mean, her head kind of like rolled back. It was scary to just be in the room for that. So we went through all these super scary things, all these tests, and they were all headed in the wrong direction. Like, she did not have a blood disorder. Nothing was wrong with her blood, as far as what they were looking into, at least. It didn't have anything to do with that sort of stuff. It wasn't, all their theories were wrong until we had a whole bunch of doctors taking a look at her, obviously. And one of the hospital stays the very last, towards the very end of it, of having to be in the hospital. We had a rounding doctor who came in, Dr. Orman at Children's Mercy. He's a pulmonologist. As soon as he saw her and saw some x-rays that had been done multiple times before, he's like, I know what she has. She's bleeding into her lungs, this, and this. We ran some tests. It was all correct. And then we got her on some treatment that's been super effective. So, like, within meeting Dr. Orman, like, within a month and a half of that, like, she was on the road to, like, no more hemorrhaging. I mean, God willing, hopefully for the rest of her life. But it's been more than a year now. And it's because Dr. Orman knew. And other people didn't. It's not that they were bad doctors. It's just nobody can know everything. But when it comes to your own kid being sick, you don't want people trying hard. You don't want people, you know, trying to do the right thing. You want someone who knows the right thing. You know, that's all you care about. Know the right thing and do the right thing, right? This morning I was reading in Romans chapter 10. And first couple verses of Romans chapter 10 are very scary. They talk about a group of people who are trying very hard to get to God. But it says that they didn't know Jesus. They didn't know the righteousness that comes through faith. And so they tried to get to God in a different way, without Jesus, on their own. And it says, so they didn't get to Jesus. They actually got separated from God. It's really scary, this idea of, like, if you don't know Jesus, then you're doomed, is what it's getting at there. Just like, no matter how hard doctors would try to help Sequoia, until they figured out she had an immune disease that was causing bleeding in her lungs, until they figured that out, they couldn't really help. So, we're going to be reading in Ephesians chapter 1, and it's going to be this awesome prayer, but it's a prayer about knowledge. And sometimes we think, like, oh, knowledge, you know, people get real prideful, or that's for doctors or somebody else. But it's going to talk to us about knowledge that, like, matters probably more than just about anything else. You can't get very far if you don't know these things. So it's Ephesians chapter 1, starting verse 17, and this is Paul describing a prayer. He says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know Jesus better. So the first prayer that Paul says here is, I'm praying that the Holy Spirit would open you up to have wisdom, open you up to have revelation. Wisdom means you understand what's going on. Revelation means you see in a new way. You see what's happening truly. So he's saying, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit would give you wisdom and revelation so you can know Jesus. A lot of us take for granted, oh, I know enough about Jesus. But here Paul's saying, I'm praying for the Holy Spirit to open you up so you can know Jesus. He goes on to say, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. This idea of you're opening up your eyes in order that you may know the hope to which God has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength God exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. And the prayer actually goes on. We're going to get into more of it next week because there's already a lot to cover. But this idea, first that we would know Jesus, and then that we would know hope. That we would know the riches of what he's given us together as a group. And that we would know his power, the power that raised Jesus from the dead. In this passage, it talks about how Paul so badly wants Christians to know the hope that we have in Jesus. There's a lot of people in the world today, and maybe some of you watching, you feel a darkness. Or even if you don't feel a darkness, you're not living with hope. You don't know that there's good things right around the corner, that you can trust that something is worthwhile is ahead of you. Think about that for yourself. Do you know that? Do you know that hope? It talks about the riches that we have in our inheritance with the saints. And we heard a lot about financial blessing in these testimonies, but it's not just financial that Jesus wants to take care of you. Jesus wants to give you a family, his family, right? And even like Daniel's story, the coolest thing about that story is Daniel has this friend who's listening to Jesus and being generous with him. And all of us would rather have a friend like that than $150. You know, it's like the financial blessings that sometimes that's the envelope that God sends us his love in, you know. But what we really are after is him, and in that inheritance together, that we're God's people together, that we have a family together. And then the final one that Paul just really starts to talk a lot about is this power, the power that rose Jesus from the dead. And we've all been in moments where we know somebody who's hurting, and we know that they need something that's bigger than what we can give them. But a lot of us have just felt this terrible burden of weakness, that nothing can be done, that there's no answer for us to give. And while it's true that there's nothing that we can do a lot of times ourselves, we could know Jesus's power. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead is in Western Independence today. And there's all sorts of opportunities, but like Heather and Shalene were talking about, I believe it starts with prayer. It starts with us praying for opportunities. I just started praying for the folks in my neighborhood in a more purposeful way these last couple weeks. I've started meeting neighbors that I've never met before. You know, it's like God starts opening stuff up once we start praying. And so I've just started a podcast, Maywood Listen. Tonight, if you're here watching this on Facebook tonight at 7, I'll have some more details about one. But I'm going to put out a podcast today that's just a very simple prayer, kind of guided by this prayer. And it's something you can pray each day this week. It's going to have a little bit of a prompt, and then you pray. And then a little bit of a prompt, and then you pray. It's very simple. But would you commit to that today to say, you know, I know Jesus, and I know he has good things for me. I'm going to start praying for more of that knowledge. My hope is that you hear these stories, your heart goes out to these people. These are our family here at Maywood, and it's just a piece of it. But Jesus is taking care of our family over and over and over again. And we know he's going to take care of us in the future. So I can't wait for a couple weeks from today. We're going to somehow get together, God willing. I'm really looking forward to that. But even more exciting to me than that is there's going to be more moments like what Heather shared. The light in Heather when she was sharing about, I've never had my stories change someone else's life. Like, I want that for every single person. I believe Jesus has given you a gift. And when you use that gift and Jesus changes someone else's life, like, there's no feeling like that. We can all experience that. We can start having church more and more about, let's tell the stories about the power that Jesus has done through us. That's what we want church to be about, celebrating, giving thanks for the ways he's changed lives in our community through the gifts he's given us together, right? So I'm going to close out in prayer. It's been a lot of fun today. I hope you guys have had fun too. Jesus, I thank you so much for who you are. Jesus, we love you. And Jesus, I pray that you would give us your spirit to give us wisdom and revelation to know you better. I pray we'd know hope. I pray we'd know the riches of what you've given us together. I pray we'd know that same power that God used to raise you from the dead. I pray we'd know it. We'd experience it. It's in Jesus' name we pray.